You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Council. She says prostitution is not just something between consenting adults.
No little girl says, gee, I want to grow up and do this. So this is what I want to be when I grow up. They're trafficked into it. And then they become adult women.
McCain says fighting human trafficking starts with education. One of the top Republican candidates for presidency feels he's being unfairly criticized for discrepancies in his autobiographies. Dr. Ben Carson stands by his claim he had dinner with General William Westmoreland, but admitted he may have had the wrong date. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Starbucks is adding more benefits for veterans and their families. The company has announced it will extend its college achievement plan, which allows employees to get a college education through Arizona State University so that a veteran's spouse and children will now be eligible. Starbucks is also adding a new pay-for-service benefit, which gives reservists and active duty soldiers up to 80 hours of paid leave to participate in military obligations. Aside from adding these new benefits, Starbucks is also making a commitment to increase the number of veterans and military spouses it hires. Do you find certain accents appealing? The new James Bond movie is out, and filmmakers go to a great deal of trouble to perfect his dialect. Tammy Rose reports.
I'm a fan of all of them.
In the case of James Bond, it's all about the right kind of British accent. A dialect expert says certain accents can make us sound more educated, even more relatable. British Airways recently studied accents by polling 1,000 Brits and 1,000 Americans. Folks from the States deemed Sean Connery's accent the best of all time. Brits preferred the subtle Tennessee drawl of Morgan Freeman. So what was the most appealing accent according to the survey? French and Irish were the winners. Irish tones are very musical, and French is, well, French. I'm Tammy Rose.
A huge alligator is headed to a gator park after he showed up at a Houston area shopping center. Police said an alligator hunter captured the gator in a strip mall parking lot over the weekend. There's no word on how the large reptile wound up in the parking lot in the Houston suburb of Sugarland. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host for Hot in Hunterdon. And today is November 9th. We're going to be talking about veterans today and sharing some information about some resources and some of the struggles that go on in New Jersey and across the country with our veterans. So we have the official Veterans Day coming up on November 11th, which is Wednesday of this week. And I hope everyone enjoyed some parades and festivities over the weekend. There's so much more to talk about with our veterans and to make sure that we're supporting them. And I hope that you'll call in today and tell me a little bit about your experiences. Perhaps you were a veteran, or maybe you went to a very, very awesome Veterans Day parade this weekend. So we're going to be talking about that today and sharing some information about what's going on around Hunterdon County for our veterans. So hope you'll be able to stay with us during this hour at Hot in Hunterdon from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So we're going to do a quick commercial, and then we'll be back with the weather.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I know everyone wants to know the weather, and it's not too bad out. I'm actually happy that we're in November, and I can use the S word, 60, so that's looking pretty good. So let me pull the weather up here, and I'll let everyone know what's in store for them today. So we're looking at a 60-degree day right now. It's very fair, cloudy, but it's mild out, so it really does feel great. And it goes with our title, Hot and Hunterdon. We have a little bit of a hot day. We are looking at some rain tonight, but that'll be hopefully everyone will be asleep. It's around 4 a.m. we're talking. And I know I won't be asleep at 4 a.m., but I really hope you all are getting some rest if you're supposed to be sleeping at that time. The rain's going to come in, so you can watch the rain come in, and it's still going to be around 45 degrees, so that's not too bad. It was quite chilly this morning. We don't have to worry about that, and we're looking at just about a quarter of an inch of rain this evening. Tomorrow, I'm sorry to say, rainy Tuesday. You might want to stay in bed, put the covers up. We're looking at a 70% chance of precipitation and half an inch of rain. I don't really think that we can complain too much because it really has been a mild fall, really. We're into the fall already and coming up on winter, and we've been really, really lucky. So at least we have these warm weather days. The rain, we need it, so we can't complain. But on Veterans Day, we're looking at a partly sunny day with a high near 60, and that is perfect to go out and support our veterans. We're going to be talking about all the activities that are going on, and we have a really nice day on Veterans Day, so we have to get out there, and hopefully we'll all have a great, great day to support our veterans. Thursday, we have a little bit more rain, but on Friday, it's mostly sunny again. And you know, I always like to tell everyone what day to call in sick or use a vacation day, or what we used to call senioritis, which is when you just don't feel like you should have to go to work. And that is Friday with a mostly sunny day and a high of 59. So that's our weather. We're going to do a little bit of Fleetwood Mac here, and then we'll be back to talk about our veterans events.
We'll be right back.
And thank you all for staying with me here at Hot and Hunterdon for our topic today on veterans. So we do like to start out with a quote, and certainly today is no exception, although we did do our Big C advertisement and the weather first, which is just fine. Then we're going to ease right into our topic of veterans. So our quote today is, American veterans sacrifice for our country, and that sacrifice has earned them our lasting gratitude. So I wanted to, on this hour, at least talk a little bit about the sacrifices that our veterans make and what we owe them. We owe them a debt of gratitude and so much more. And that so much more is participation in parades. It is buying them a cup of coffee when you see them in uniform, or a cup of tea, which would be my choice. But it's about expressing the gratitude that we have for our veterans and to make sure that we're aware of the struggles that they have and the lack of resources, or what resources that are available to them. So demonstrating gratitude and being able to do that sometimes takes a little bit of time to find out how to do that. So we're going to talk about that today. And I do have veterans in my family. Have perhaps a favorite Marine. And I think from having that experience of having veterans in the family, you certainly partook in celebrations and different activities as part of your years growing up. And I think that that has a lasting meaning on you, but not everyone has that experience. And we want to just give everyone an opportunity to celebrate and to express gratitude for veterans and fly that flag. We love to fly the flags. We love to see the flags. I think one of my favorite flags is the one that is on Route 78, right before 287, or right after, depending if you're going east or west. It's actually located on the westbound side, and it's a huge flag, and it makes a statement. And I'm really proud to see that. And after September 11th, when there was a huge, huge push and everyone went and put flags up on all the overpasses of the highway, I have to say that was such a touching moment for me driving down the highway. And there were hardly any cars on the road right after September 11th. And just to see the flags, and it's our symbol of being patriotic. So what I want to tell you about Hunterdon County celebrating Veterans Day is that there are ways that you can show your gratitude and honor veterans. Right here in Flemington, which is where our Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office is located. So right here in Flemington, there is a great event going on, and that is happening at the Veterans Monument, which is Main and East Main Street, and that's at 11 o'clock. There are different kinds of activities. Sometimes there's a service, like the one I just mentioned, that's happening in Flemington. Sometimes it's a parade, and we're going to talk about some of the parades over the weekend. But the actual service is wonderful to see veterans honored. So I would suggest going to the one in Flemington. There's also one at the Spruce Run Memorial VFW Post, and that's in Glen Gardner on Veterans Day, November 11th. That one's at 8 a.m. So if you're feeling really ambitious, you could actually go to both, the one in Glen Gardner and the one in Flemington. And I guess it's really important for me because I see a lot of the struggles when our veterans come home here to New Jersey, to Hunterdon County and our surrounding counties. And I know, and we're going to talk about some statistics, that the number of veterans that are homeless in New Jersey is higher than any other state. You know, if you are at all a listener to Hot and Hunterdon, that this is not a topic we're just bringing up because Veterans Day is on Wednesday. But we've consistently had programs and shows that have been dedicated to veteran services, to bringing awareness to suicide numbers, try to reduce the number of suicides for veterans. Homelessness has been something we've covered, one of our topics here, to try to bring some awareness, because again, I think people have an impression that once you're a veteran and you come back, everything is taken care of. And there are some perks, but there's a lot of things that are not taken care of. For example, dental services. You do not get dental services from the Veterans Administration. So if you need teeth cleaned or a filling or dental work, it's not covered. So you have to go and seek alternative dental care. That's just a small example of some of the things that aren't covered when you return home. And the sacrifices are great, and they do last a lifetime when our vets come home. Once they've been overseas or been in combat, there's a host of things that go along with that. And I want to make sure that our veterans know we certainly want to support them. And the things we don't know, we certainly can find resources for. But it's difficult, I think, to be a veteran and to not always have that support around you when you come home. And there's some really great things that we've been able to do as a community. One thing certainly is making sure our veterans are properly recognized. And I know in Hunterdon County, and again, we've talked about this before, there is a recognition medal that the county, the freeholders, have provided since, I want to say, 2002. And I know that when we talked about the 300th anniversary of Hunterdon County, I had to think about that, make sure I had the right number there. It's a 300th anniversary of Hunterdon County. I know that they did a special ceremony to honor veterans. And the medals read, "We shall never forget." And I think it's important to remind our veterans that we don't forget the sacrifice that they make. And we know, for example, the Marines, once a Marine, always a Marine. We appreciate the patriotic symbols of our country and the actual sacrifices that are made on our behalf. And we want to make sure you know in this community that you have resources and people that care about you. So we're going to go to commercial, and then we'll be back to talk more about this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We're going to do a whole lot of trouble, and then we'll be back to talk about some of the parades that are going on and some of the issues with homelessness and suicide, so we can put our resources towards suicide prevention and housing our veterans.
Would you change your mind at the very last moment? Would you say stop for a second? I bet you could think for a minute. In the morning light, he says, when will I see you? She says, I don't think tomorrow. Think for a moment, this could be a whole lot of trouble.
Getting into a whole lot of trouble, but we'll try not to while we're on the air here from 4 to 5. Maybe when Ruth Ann comes in at 5, we can get into a little more trouble there. But what we wanted to talk about was some of the happier things to think about with Veterans Day, which are parades. And if anyone has not been to a Veterans Day parade or memorial in a little while, I think this should be the year that you should go and show your support to the veterans. So we talked about some of the ceremonies that were going on right here in Hunterdon, in Flemington, and also, of course, in Glen Gardner. And there's a lot of other ceremonies that are going on. So it's important to be able to try to participate. And if you have the influence of younger children as well, I think it's great to take them out. I know in my hometown of Clifton, yesterday, there was a Veterans Day parade, and while I did not attend, I know that my nieces were there and other friends brought their children, got a good view to be able to see the parade going on and to show respect to the veterans. And that's what it's all about. And I was happy to see that Jersey City held its first ever Veterans Day parade. So I think we're moving in the right direction. I think that we're seeing more parades and more ceremonies and not a decline, but we have to continue because it's important to be able to give back. And if anyone remembers the different vets returning from war have received different community appreciation, or in some cases in certain wars are actually shunned, and that's really made a difference to them when you read books and talk to veterans about how they're treated when they come home. That seems to have a lot to do with their ability to assimilate and to be able to get resources when they come back. You know, times have changed, certainly, but we have a long way to go. And thinking of the Gulf War, when the yellow ribbons, posting yellow ribbons was, you know, certainly a way to show support. And I think that was adults that had been perhaps in college during the return from the Vietnam veterans coming back. I think that people wanted to be a lot more patriotic. And so there was a push to have the yellow ribbons. And it was great. And you still see, I know I see when I run by houses, always looking at the details instead of paying attention to the cars that are about to run me down. So maybe that's not a good thing after all. But they have these little placards in some houses that they have, you know, a son or a daughter. You know, my daughter is serving in the military. Or in some cases, one house that I run by, their child is actually missing in action, and they have a little placard on their window to demonstrate that. And it reminds me of the sacrifices that are great. When it was Memorial Day, I trekked my niece around a cemetery, and I had to make sure that she visited the grave of each and every service branch and every rank. So that was a very, very long day in the cemetery, but we did manage to identify and visit at least one corporal, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, commander, and we found one from every war. So it was a good thing that it was a huge cemetery, but I wanted to show her and let her see the sacrifice that happens. And they were not all combat vets or that had died, but they were all veterans. And you see sometimes in the paper, especially this time of year, they do great articles showing how people take care of the cemetery of veterans and or people who have died in combat. And it's great to know that you have that tradition moves on. So Jersey City had its first ever Veterans Day parade. It was over the weekend. And I think that it's a great, great way to show some support. And they had done an interview, and one of the council people, actually, they were in the Marines, and their son is now in the Marines. And he was quoted as saying, "You don't join the Marine Corps, you become a Marine." And it's something that lives with you, I think, forever. And I think it's a great way to be able to show support, as we said, but also to make sure that there are resources there when our veterans come back. Now, we've talked about suicide issues for our veterans, and there's been different reports. And I want to delve into that a little bit more because it is a huge issue that we have here in New Jersey and certainly in Hunterdon County. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the statistics that we've read about what some of the suicide prevention options are for our veterans. And we're going to really try to make sure that people are aware of the resources. So I hope you stay with us. We're going to do the news. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about our veterans and suicide prevention.
This is
is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. President Obama is reaffirming America's longstanding support of Israel. Opening a White House meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Obama talked about fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Meeting for the first time since the Iran nuclear deal was signed, Obama acknowledged differences with Netanyahu over the pact. Netanyahu is a fierce critic of the deal, which aims to block Iran's path to a nuclear weapon. Republican presidential hopefuls are preparing for their latest debate tomorrow night. Due to the falling poll numbers, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has been bounced off the main debate and will be in an earlier undercard debate.
I'll get more time, which, my gosh, in the first three debates, one of the challenges that I faced was I was near the bottom of being able to talk about Social Security, Medicare protection, focus on tax policy.
Huckabee tells Fox News even though he didn't get enough time in the previous debates, he has seen an uptick in donations to his campaign from supporters. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
The White House strongly condemns the shooting spree in Jordan that killed two Americans. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest called it a cowardly act and expressed condolences to the victims' families. The Americans were involved in training Jordanian police recruits. It happened at a police training center near Amman. Jordanian officials say the gunman was a policeman and that he was killed by security forces. Protesters are demanding more changes at the Phoenix VA. Organizer Ricky Barnes says VA Director Glenn Grippen has to go.
I'm looking for the replacement. He's been here for almost a year, and the system has gotten worse, not better.
The VA scandal broke in Phoenix last year. There were allegations of hidden patient lists and long wait times for care. You may want to think twice before firing up the grill. A new University of Texas study says grilled red meat and even chicken are both equally linked to a specific type of kidney cancer. Apparently, flame grilling the meat produces carcinogens. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
The University of Missouri system president resigned today amid racial tensions and growing protests on the school's main campus in Columbia. USA's Russ Jones has more.
Tensions on the Columbia campus garnered national attention when about 30 Mizzou football players announced they would not participate in team activities until President Tim Wolf resigned over his dealings with alleged racially charged incidents. Horace Cooper, co-chairman of Project 21 Black Leadership Council, contends the country has laws against inequality, but there is a movement to redefine racism and bigotry.
And the people who say it is worse or as bad to be a member of a minority in 2015 on the campus at the University of Missouri as it was in 1950, they are lying.
A graduate of the University of Missouri, Wolf has served as president since 2012. I'm Russ Jones.
The killer whale show at San Diego SeaWorld is going away for good. The San Diego Union-Tribune reports the company is replacing the show with an informative orca experience that'll debut in 2017. The theme park has been harshly criticized over its treatment of captive killer whales and has seen declining attendance. SeaWorld also received negative publicity from the 2013 documentary Blackfish, which accused the company of mistreating the whales at its facilities. And San Jose, California is the wealthiest city in the country. That's according to a Bloomberg study, which ranks Bridgeport, Connecticut as second richest in the U.S., followed by San Francisco. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
just the other day, I was walking down the street. I stopped into that place, you know, the one where we used to meet. Thought I heard you call my name in a whisper on the wind. And I remember you were going, never coming back again. But if love is what we believe in, I'll see you in heaven's first bright star. If seeing is believing, I look into the skies and there you are. Oh, you're not that far. 'Cause love is what we believe in. Oh, looking through some photographs of not so long ago. Right now I'd give anything if I had only known that I would never touch you, hold you, or kiss your face.
Segue into a very serious topic, and that is about veteran suicide and ways that we can help to prevent that with different resources. And there's a lot of different numbers that are out there. There's a pretty famous report that was issued a few years ago about the number of veterans committing suicide. And I did a little bit of research about it. The original report indicated that 22 veterans take their own lives every single day. And it doesn't matter if that number is a little bit higher. If there's one veteran that is committing suicide, it's an epidemic, and we need to be aware of it and try to bring some resources around it. The original report that came up with the 22 suicides a day for veterans took into account certain things, and it seems like since then, I think that was around 2012 that report came out, we've been able to, as a country, work on trying to streamline the different data that's out there to try to come up with a very, very realistic number And the 22 veterans a day is probably not very far off. Some other information that's been happening using census data. And one of the issues is that on death certificates, I guess suicide is not listed. So it's very hard to be able to really get a number. The number may be much, much higher than the 22 that was in the original report. Some recent information I came up with consistently seems to be in the range of 18 to 20. So that's a lot of lives being lost unnecessarily for our heroes. So I wanted to talk a little bit about suicide prevention opportunities that are available and to bring a little more awareness. I know that since this report came out and since there are so many issues with veteran services, there has been some national movement to try to have delegations to ensure that services are available for our military when they come home. Sometimes that helps to raise awareness, and sometimes people just think it's rhetoric. But in fact, veterans and people coming home from serving our country and being our heroes are coming back and not having enough resources and are actually committing suicide. And one fact I want to bring to your attention is this. This is not just for veterans today that are coming back from combat or coming or finishing their service. We're talking about veterans who were in Vietnam. And it seems that about 30% of Vietnam vets suffer from PTSD, which can be, you know, certainly a factor in having feelings of suicide and wanting to take your own life. And I think sometimes when there's a tragedy in America, there's different shootings that have happened that have been current or past military individuals. I think it does bring some awareness, but it may be too late. And there's still a whole segment of our Vietnam vets we can reach out to. A lot of times it's not just because they're suffering from PTSD, but they're in the community and they feel isolated. They feel alone. And let me tell you, being alone and feeling alone is a terrible feeling. And the way to make sure that they do not commit suicide is to make sure that they know we have not forgotten their sacrifices, that there are heroes and that we want to support them. So I think when we see those news stories about the parades that have come and gone and not enough spectators, I think that creates that sense of loneliness and that sense that they are not still honored. And it's not true. So we have to get out there and we have to go to our veteran ceremonies on Wednesday, and we have to participate in as many community events that we can and support our veterans all year long. There's so many different ways. So for our veterans, anyone who is thinking that they are alone in this community, you're not. And there are resources for you. In New Jersey, we have Vet to Vet, which is the Veterans Crisis Hotline. And that is, you're actually able to talk to another veteran. It's a peer-to-peer program, very much like the cop-to-cop program. And you're able to specifically talk to a veteran. It's confidential, so none of the information is shared. They're able to help you with local resources. So it doesn't matter what part of New Jersey you're calling from, they will follow you and make sure that you have the resources that you need. And it's not just for returning women and men from service. It's for anyone who is a veteran. If you're a veteran, a combat veteran, anyone who has been in the military and feels that they're in crisis, the individuals are invited to call, and the program's been around since 2008. You may recall seeing it in the newspaper in the last 6 months. The federal government declined to fund the New Jersey line, but it's still in existence. The state of New Jersey has picked up the cost of that. So that is here. That is the Vet to Vet crisis line. And I'm going to give you that number. It is 877-VET-2-VET.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm going to give you that number again for Vet to Vet. It is 24-hour, 7-day-a-week helpline, and it is organized by Rutgers University, but it is available for veterans, and you can talk to a peer supporter who will help you and stay with you through your crisis. So if you do need help, call Vet to Vet, 1-866-838-7654. That is just one of the many resources that we have for our veterans here in New Jersey. So please know your sacrifices have not been forgotten, and we always will try to find the resources for you, and we understand how difficult it may be to make the call, but it's sometimes easier knowing that on the other end of the phone is someone who's perhaps been through something similar or who can certainly relate to you. So the next topic I wanted to cover, and our hour goes so fast here in the studio, I don't know what to say about that. I'm actually behind on my commercials. So we're going to do some commercials. I'm going to tell you about something that goes on here in New Jersey called the Veterans Treatment Court, which is a really great way to help our veterans through the court system. Let's do some commercials, and then we will be back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon talking about veteran services, some of the issues that they face, including suicide rates that are alarming numbers of suicide of our veterans, and some of the resources that are available, like the Vet to Vet suicide prevention phone call, which you can call at 866-838-7654. I wanted to talk about a program that's been going on, and it has really taken a long time to get started here in New Jersey, but I think we're almost there now, and that is a Veterans Treatment Court. And this has happened from veterans recognizing that a new model is needed in the court system. And what happens sometimes are our veterans are coming home, and unfortunately, because of post-traumatic stress disorder or even traumatic brain injuries, our veterans are coming home with different type of mental health disorders, which could lead to other issues such as substance abuse or combat-related mental illness. And because of that, our veterans are coming home and having low-level crimes, but crimes that were ending them up in the court system. And judges were unprepared for these very decorated military personnel who had served the country and now were in their court for, you know, perhaps you know, having a altercation in a bar, you know, something of that nature. So what they did is over the last 5 years, they've actually created a veterans treatment court. And it's a model where you are able to do court appearances and there could be treatment sessions. It actually, if you're familiar with the drug court, it's actually built on that same concept that there are ways to meet your obligations, but there are exceptional circumstances sometimes. And we want to take into account people's past experiences in the armed court. And also, not every judge understands some of the issues that a veteran may be going through. And that's all part of being able to serve our veterans and why we strongly support services that can help our veterans to have the resources that they need right here in the community for those sacrifices. So the Veterans Only docket, like I said, it's a long time coming, 5 years in New Jersey, been waiting for this, but it's great. And it also has a component for a one-stop shop where as part of the court appearance and working with the court system, they're able to refer for mental health services, perhaps drug treatment appointments, and it all gets communicated to the court system. So I'd love to see if we can get a guest on just to talk about the Veterans Treatment Court, because it does deserve its own hour. But I wanted to mention something we've also covered here for our veterans, and that is the number of veterans that are homeless in New Jersey and in Hunterdon County, and of course, our surrounding communities and counties. And you may or may not be aware that in Glen Gardner, there is a Veterans Haven North program, which is part of the New Jersey Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. And that's a transitional housing program for veterans that are homeless. There are a large number of homeless veterans in our area, and this program is able to help with transitional housing by providing an emergency shelter and also treatment program to help the veterans have permanent housing. So they have housing, the emergency part of the housing is about 90 to about 180 days while they try to stabilize the veteran services and are able to get them into other services. And they always, always need donations. And there's so many ways we could support the veterans. I think the parades are important. I think that we have a lot of people that are isolated that look on the news and love to see Jersey City's new parade, love to see the ceremonies that will be going on November 11th, 2015 for Veterans Day. And we want to make sure that our veterans know that they have support in the community, and it can be a physical thing. And I think that we also want to recognize that there are so many things that we can do as individuals and as a community. Our number of homeless veterans is shocking, and we really need to be focused more on finding permanent housing for them. There are some groups that are doing great work, but there's more that can be done, and we need to keep talking about it. We need to remember the sacrifices that are made, and we need to keep moving together and coming up with new sacrifices. On my Facebook page for Hot and Hunterdon, I will share a fair that's going on in Phillipsburg. A local church, the Pilgrim Presbyterian Church, is hosting a veterans resource fair. So veterans can come in, and there'll be 6 to 8 different social service organizations available. So veterans can talk confidentially, talk to resources in the community, learn a little bit more. And there's some fun things too. For example, I saw Shammy Car Wash is giving out free car washes on Veterans Day. And I know Applebee's typically does provide a free meal to a veteran on Veterans Day. So there are a lot of positive things going on in the community. We have to keep going with those things, and we have to keep supporting our veterans. So thank you so much for being with me here at Hot and Hunterdon. We're coming up on Ruth Ann Celebration Hour.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. President Obama is reaffirming America's longstanding support of Israel. Opening a White House meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Obama talked about fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Meeting for the first time since the Iran nuclear deal was signed, Obama acknowledged differences with Netanyahu over the pact. Netanyahu is a fierce critic of the deal, which aims to block Iran's path to a nuclear weapon. Republican presidential hopefuls are preparing for their latest debate tomorrow night. Due to the falling poll numbers, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has been bounced off the main debate and will be in an earlier undercard debate.
I'll get more time, which, my gosh, in the first three debates, one of the challenges that I faced was I was near the bottom of being able to talk about Social Security, Medicare protection, focus on tax policy.
Huckabee tells Fox News even though he didn't get enough time in the previous debates, he has seen an uptick in donations to his campaign from supporters. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points.